Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islama International. This morning we're talking about MCs, Masters of Ceremonies, and their role and what is expected from them when they underperform and, can we say, overperform or try to steal the show. So what is expected of an MC? That is what we talking about this morning, and we're asking you to give your insight in this regard on the topic of MCs and their roles. There's been some good feedback from some of the listeners. Someone saying some MCs are boring while others are good. I would like all MCs to keep it short and sweet. The speech must be informative, and people must be able to be very attentive when listening, and they must give good advice. Another one says, the master of ceremony should master the art of introducing the event, introducing the speakers, and doing the vote of thanks. That's about all. Of course, we love a bit of humor. Another one then says, introduction. Introductions, crowd control with humor and a few pertinent advices on the topic. Very, very brief. Break the monotony. No bayans between bayans. MCs should just make the announcements and move off. That's what someone else is saying. So those are some of the advices that some of the points that are being shared with regards to the topic on MCing. And I think it's really pertinent because many, you know, get called upon to MC at event, while at Islamic events you may have the ulama that are MCing, but at weddings and walimas and things like that, you get someone who's the MC and he goes on and on and on, 10 minutes at a time. Sometimes even, you know, after every segment, 10 minutes, and he speaks more than the guest speaker himself. So that can be problematic in the sense that it delays food that has been prepared. It delays the entire proceedings for the evening. Do continue sharing with us your thoughts on that issue. We're going to play for your initiative, and then we're going to take a look at some of the international news.